listener production.
Hey, Simon Beaton with you for this episode of The Briefing. From our last official statistics in the 2021 census, we found out that 120,000 people were experiencing homelessness in Australia. And it's unlikely to have improved since then. So is there an answer? Can we ever actually end homelessness? Is this a blue sky, unachievable slogan, or an actual thing that we can do as a society? Well, one country seems to actually seriously be ending homelessness. Across many parts of Europe, the number of people experiencing homelessness has risen consistently, but not in Finland. In their capital, Helsinki, the government is aiming to end homelessness, or get it down to a point where becoming homeless is very likely to be very temporary for most people by 2025, next year. But how? The Briefing's Bensian Siebert spoke with Juha Kahila, Head of International Affairs at the Y Foundation, who joined us from Finland to explain.
Juha, thanks so much for joining us on The Briefing.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So for years, the number of homeless people has been rising in Europe, but not in Finland. Do Finnish people care more about people sleeping on the streets?
Yeah, I think that's one way to put it. I think there is this kind of traditional thing that, you know, in Finland that we like to take care of our own people. And I think it's in the DNA that, you know, if someone is sleeping on the streets or they don't have a home of their own, they should have one. And we see that if you are homeless, it's not individual's fault, but it's a problem in the society that allows people to become homeless in the first place. So I think there is differences how we look at that thing around the globe.
So the statistics are pretty amazing. Homelessness has been trending down in Finland for 15 years. How? Why?
I think the two main things are that there has been a political will to end homelessness. So there has all the political parties regarding there from the left side or the right side, they agreed that we should end homelessness. And then that's probably the only thing they actually agreed. But of course, it gives us a good backbone to do the work. And then the second thing is that we have never stopped building affordable, state-subsidized affordable housing. So that plays a huge role. And we have started building affordable housing after the Second World War, so over 70 years ago, and we are still doing it. And that's totally different compared to some other countries where they have stopped building affordable housing altogether. And we never did it. And I think we can now see the results that when we have actually homes that people can afford, then the number of homeless people is also quite low.
So it's a pretty obvious tie between a lesser housing crisis and lesser homelessness.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have good examples from Canada and the UK, for example, where they more or less stopped building affordable housing in the 1990s, and now they're paying the consequences regarding that there are many, many tens of thousands of homeless people. And we've never had that situation in Finland since the 1980s. So I think that plays a huge role.
So the capital of Finland, Helsinki, is reportedly on the path to eliminating long-term homelessness by next year. Is that possible?
Yeah, so city of Helsinki, they have a goal to end homelessness by the end of 2025. So yes, they have a year and a half more or less to do the work. But it is doable. It's an ambitious goal for sure. And of course, the current government is throwing some rocks, roadblocks, I should say, regarding that they are cutting some of the social benefits and so on. But I think Helsinki has done marvelous work over the past 20 years or so, and it is totally possible to end homelessness by the end of 25. But that doesn't mean that there would be no homeless people at all. But, you know, at any given time, there should be a maximum 100 homeless people in shelters or temporary accommodation, and they should be housed permanently within 3 months. So that's the definition of ending homelessness in city of Helsinki. But I think they have a quite good program, and of course, we are helping them as well.
Because people and politicians, I suppose, in Australia do talk about ending homelessness, but it's always seemed like this kind of mythical future state that's not actually something that you can end. How do you feel about that view?
I think it's a really good thing that we have started talking about ending homelessness, because before it was talking about managing homelessness and how we can reduce it a little bit. And now we are talking about ending it. So I think it's a good change to the narrative for sure. But then again, you know, like I said, in the city of Helsinki, the goal is to end homelessness. But, you know, the definition is it's a little bit different. And then, you know, if we want it or not, we'll always be there. But we have to make it as rare and as brief as possible for people experiencing it. So I think in that sense, it's good to have these slogans to end homelessness. But then the other thing we need to have is to back up those words with action as well. So what does it mean in the Australian context? What should you be doing? Is it like building more affordable housing, change the system into housing first, or how to prevent people becoming homeless in the first place? So I think there has to be good progress. And then, you know, it's hard work and somebody has to do it.
Is it more than just housing? Are there services in Finland that are different to the services that are available in the rest of Europe?
Not different. Of course, the main way we do the work is the housing first, which means that people first get the housing, but then there is, of course, the support services. So home and support. And then I think the main difference is that when we started in Finland, the housing first 2008, we didn't start with a pilot project or project here and there, but we went all in. So that means that we changed the system completely and we renovate almost all the shelters and temporary accommodation into permanent homes for people. And then we trained a lot of employees to do the housing first work, and we recruited a lot of new staff members and so on. So it was a complete system change. And then in many European countries, they're starting with small pilot projects for 20 tenants or 50 tenants, and then they see it, how it goes for 3 years, and then they try to expand. And then I think, you know, we need more politicians with the courage to do the full systematic change, to go all in, so to speak.
So could you explain that term housing first? I mean, it seems sort of straightforward, but does that also mean millions and millions of dollars of government funding is required?
So, for example, in Finland, when we started the housing first, it was a global financial crisis, 2008. So it was a recession almost everywhere, and we were able to pull out the money and put it to renovate the shelters and temporary accommodation. So, of course, it cost quite a bit of money for sure. But then again, I think what the countries and cities can do is to see how they are using the money they have at the moment, and if there are some ways they could allocate that existing money differently, for example. Because a lot of the money at this moment goes into these really expensive emergency services that won't end homelessness, you know, more shelters, more temporary accommodation. So if we could allocate some of that money into prevention work, for example, we would have less homeless people in the future and so on. So, of course, you need new money as well, but then to see how you're allocating the existing money that you have already in the system.
Can you give us some idea of the personal impact that this kind of policy has on someone who's experiencing homelessness in Finland?
Yeah, well, I've been a support worker myself back in the days, and there is this one tenant who told me that, Juha, you know, that if I wouldn't have got the home and the support, there would have been two choices for me, jail or 6 feet under. So I think that is a quite good explanation. What are the consequences for people and the impact for people who get the home, the safe place of their own, and then the support they need?
A lot of people are struggling quite a bit at the moment with a cost of living crisis and a housing crisis and various other crises in Australia. And for some, it's difficult to extend their empathy and support to someone who's living on the street. What would you say to those people?
Well, I think the attitudes all around the globe are getting harsher and harsher for people experiencing homelessness. But we like to say that housing is a human right. And then if that doesn't make any difference for people's attitudes, then we also have the cost-effective studies that we have made in Finland and that has been made around the globe, that when we take care of the people, homeless people, who are in the streets or in a shelter or temporary accommodation, and we actually give them a permanent home of their own and the right kind of support they need, we are actually able to save society's money, taxpayers' money. And the number usually is around 15,000 euros per person per year that are the savings compared that they would be on, you know, on a shelter or temporary accommodation or on the streets. And that's because when people have home of their own and the support they need, they don't need to use the really expensive emergency services in the health sector, for example. They end up on a jail, not so much, and then these kind of things. And when you add it up, you get a lot of savings. And that's the other thing that we try to communicate with people, that, you know, if you don't care about the human aspect of the work, usually people care about the financial aspect.
Can you give us an idea of what affordable housing looks like in Finland? Is this individual houses? Is it large buildings? And how does it work? Because obviously people who are experiencing homelessness, they often have issues involving like addiction or violence, for example.
Normal affordable housing, it's not meant just for homeless people. It's meant for people who have low income. So, for example, people working in the service industry or in the supermarkets and so on. And then from the outside, you can't tell which one is affordable housing because the building regulations are quite high in Finland and the quality has to be good. So it's like everyday housing. But then we also have, like I said, in 2008, we renovate a lot of the shelters and this temporary accommodation into permanent housing first units. And that means that there can be, you know, let's say 50 apartments in one building and all the tenants living there are former homeless people. But there we have integrated the support services to that unit. So there is 24/7 support is nearby when they need it.
Juha, thanks so much for joining us on The Briefing today.
Thanks for having me.
The Briefing's Bensin Siebert speaking with Juha Kahila there. That's it for this afternoon's episode. We'll be back in your feed tomorrow at 6 a.m. and again at 3 p.m. And in the meantime, if you've enjoyed this episode or our recent series Doctor's Note or any other episode of The Briefing, tell your friends about it. I'm Simon Beaton, and hey, thanks for listening.